This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters, keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Hello and welcome to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. On today's show, we hear from the Stollery Children's Hospital Foundation as the Mighty Millions Lottery is in its final week deadline coming up on Friday. We also hear from Lionel Baggio, a Keano College student whose photography will be featured on the YMM Digital Art Exhibit starting tomorrow. We also hear from the Fort McMurray International Airport a little later on in the show. Joining us on the phone here today is Megan Wenger, a marketing and communications manager with the Stollery Children's Hospital Foundation. Megan, how's it going here today?
It's good. How are you doing, Ryan?
I'm doing well. Tell us about the Mighty Millions Lottery, if you could.
Absolutely. So our Mighty Millions Lottery is actually our biggest fundraiser here at the foundation. So each year we have run two different campaigns, one in the spring and one in the fall. And right now we are actually almost at the end of our spring campaign. So our absolute final deadline is coming up midnight this Friday. So you want to make sure you grab your tickets while you can and head to mightymillionslottery.com. The big grand prize this year is a $2.6 million prize package that includes a custom-built home by Burkholz Homes. It comes professionally decorated, fully landscaped, and you get everything that you see inside the house. And also $100,000 cash. So it's a pretty awesome prize. But the biggest prize of all is making a life-changing difference for kids right here in our backyard across northern Alberta.
Yeah, tell us about the prizes. They are fairly incredible for this lottery. Of course, the custom-built show home. I imagine there's a lot that goes into that prize.
Yeah, absolutely. So our friends at Burkholz Homes really knocked it out of the park this year. The house is stunning. And this year, all the furniture inside the house comes from Crate and Barrel. So it's definitely bougie when you check it out, which is great. But there's also some other prizes available. There's hundreds of prizes available to be won. Vehicles, vacation packages, sports packages, and more. So you want to make sure you head to MightyMillionsLottery.com while you still can and purchase those tickets.
Yeah, maybe tell us about those other prizes too, because again, if you don't win the house, there's still lots to be won.
Absolutely. So a big prize that a lot of people are interested in right now is Oilers season seats. So we're super happy to have our partnership with the Oilers so that somebody can take in all the games next season. There's also some exercise bikes, electronics, Apple watches, really lots of things that'll check off everything on your list. But I think the best part about the Mighty Millions Lottery is knowing that when you purchase a ticket, you've already won because you're investing in our kids and in the future.
And of course, what's an event in Alberta without a 50-50? And that's already sitting at $1.5 million, I'm told.
That's right. And I mean, I don't know if you can call yourself a true Albertan if you don't love a 50-50. So you can make sure you add on a 50-50 ticket when you head to MightyMillionsLottery.com. Tickets start at $25 each, and you can bundle in different packages as well.
You mentioned earlier, of course, the funds raised for this event, of course, going to the great cause that is the Stollery Children's Hospital Foundation. It's quite the special facility, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, the Stollery is actually one of the most specialized children's hospitals in all of Canada, and it's right here in our backyard. And actually, last year, there was almost 2,000 patient visits from folks in Fort McMurray that came up to the Stollery. So it's really important that we are able to invest in purchasing specialized equipment at the hospital, as well as investing in cutting-edge research so that we are able to support kids today and tomorrow.
And I imagine there's no shortage of success stories coming from the Stollery, too, with kids who needed to be there and were able to pull through, thanks in part to the funds raised from this lottery.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there are over 100 hospitals for adults in our province, and there's only 2 for kids. So when we are able to invest in the future and invest in making a difference for kids across Alberta and across Western Canada, it's just, it's really, really wonderful to know that when you support programs like the Mighty Millions Lottery, you're truly making a difference instantly.
Is there anything specific the Stollery is looking to do with the funds raised this year?
That's a really good question. So we actually meet with our hospital partners on a regular basis so that they can let us know what the funding priorities are. So when you purchase a Mighty Millions Lottery ticket, we are able to support the purchase of equipment at the hospital as well as investing in research. And by kind of keeping the keeping up with our meetings with the hospital, we're able to direct those funds to where they're needed most urgently. So we rely on our partners at the hospital to let us know where these dollars are going to make the biggest difference.
All right. As you mentioned, deadline is on Friday. How can people get their tickets?
Super simple. Head to MightyMillionsLottery.com. You can purchase the tickets there. You can meet some of our Mighty kids and even check out a virtual tour of the grand prize show home.
All right, sounds good. Megan Wenger, the Marketing and Communications Manager at the Stollery Children's Hospital Foundation. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
No, just, you know, thank you so much for your support. We know that everyone in Fort McMurray is super mighty, and we are just so grateful that we are in this together and supporting kids' health.
Awesome, Megan. Thank you so much for the time here today.
Thank you.
We'll have more for you next, right here on Fort McMurray Matters.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today is Lionel Baggio. He is a Keano College student whose photography work is going to be the next YMM Digital Art Exhibit. Lionel, how's it going here today?
Oh, very good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, great to have you on the show here, Lionel. First things first, what made you want to initially pursue photography?
So I started my photography journey when I immigrated here to Alberta. It was like 2010. And it's just the landscape, mountains, and the people here in Alberta inspired me to explore the art of photography. I found the beauty in documenting moments and the scenes that reflect the essence of the region.
And how does it feel knowing that your photos are going to be on display at the Fort McMurray International Airport?
Oh, I can't believe it. I was struck. I was speechless. What an honor, to be honest.
You know, you being new to town, relatively, you know, got here 4 years ago. Does this kind of feel like Fort McMurray has welcomed you here?
Yes, absolutely. I remember when I moved here, it was like negative 45 degrees. It was a cold welcome for sure. Couldn't start my car. But someone passes by, helps me boost up my car. It made my day. It made me small in that time, but I realized that throughout 4 years living here in Fort Mac, is that everyone helped each other up and when people are in need.
For sure. I understand, when you moved up here initially, there were some misconceptions that, you kind of had to deal with as well on the way up.
Yes. Oh, yeah. A lot of them, for sure.
What's next for these photos after the exhibit?
Oh, yeah. Currently, I'm kind of eager to go to the museums, like, you know, All Sands Discovery Center, Heritage Shipyard, and Heritage Village. However, my dream is to capture the essence of the hardworking individuals on the site, to be honest. Given to the oil industry is like the beating heart of Alberta, it will be a privilege to take photos of those sites and people that works over there.
I understand that these photos are going to become puzzles as well. What's the significance there for you?
So before I came to Fort Mac, just like I said before, I heard rumors about living in the region, but I felt compelled to counter those stereotypes through my photography to reveal just the beauty of people, like people to the landscape and to the community living here. And so the puzzle is a powerful metaphor in my photography as I navigate my Fort McMurray experience here and piece them all together.
What are some of the things we'll see as part of this art exhibit?
there are picture of aurora ice curving in a winter play. And if you go up north in Fort McMurray, there's this trail called Gate Hill Trail. I took a photo of the flags over there, and then the airline is just right in the middle. It was really cool. And also the Anzac Gregoire Lake.
And what inspired you to capture these images? And what message or feeling do you hope people have when they see your work?
Just like I said before, it was the misconceptions about the Fort Mac. And I hope that these photos will turn those perceptions upside down and people realize that Fort Mac can be a place called home.
Have you previously shared your work in a format like this anywhere else?
No, it is definitely my first time. I mean, being selected in an art exhibit, what an honor. I'm really excited about this event.
What are you expecting this event to be like coming up here on, I believe, May 1st?
It will be a group of people coming in and show the photographs, and there's some free food, and everyone just enjoying. And then I'm going to explain what those photos are and how what they have in common.
I imagine each of these shots that you'll have for the digital art exhibit have a story connected to them. I was wondering if you had one in mind that you wouldn't mind sharing today.
For sure. Yes, there's a common denominator with all of them. And to show, it's showcasing the beauty of Fort McMurray. I mean, from the aurora to the rich history of the city, events such as Winter Play and Rip Fest, quality service from the airport, and a very good selection from the music radio. I mean, this is a place to call home.
That's great to hear, Lionel. What's next for your photography? Where do you go from here?
For now, I would like to redefine my photography and videography for sure. I would like to find my style and what works for me and make a good stories about the region this spring and summer, and enjoy the spring and summer all together.
Great stuff. Lionel Baggio, the Keano yes. College student that's art is going to be displayed on the YMM Digital Art Exhibit. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
No, thank you for having me. Thank you, Harvard Media. Such a pleasure.
And we look forward to that launch event coming up May 1st. Thank you so much for the time, Lionel.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Coming up next, we hear from Michael Seeger of the Fort McMurray International Airport, next on Fort McMurray Matters.
We're back to Fort McMurray Matters.
Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.
And we're back on Fort McMurray Matters. I'm your host, Ryan McNally. Joining me on the phone here today, Michael Seeger, the Vice President of Air Service and Commercial Development at the YMM International Airport. Michael, how's it going here today?
Very good, sir. Very good. How are you doing?
Doing well as well. Michael, the digital art exhibit is changing up a little bit. Tell us about this exhibit that will open up on May 1st.
Yeah, we're really excited to be launching the third exhibit in our series, the YMM Digital Art Exhibit. We started this back in September of 2023, and we kind of, at that point, built an art strategy around the opportunities to give local artists a new gallery to display their work in, and we think the International Airport here is a pretty big gallery and has a lot of foot traffic, so it's a great opportunity. Really excited, May 1st from 6 to 7 p.m. in our observation area here on third floor. We're going to be showcasing Lionel Baggio, who's unraveling the mosaic, puzzling the pieces of our region is what the exhibit's called, and really looking forward to this third exhibit being launched.
Yeah, Lionel being a Keano College student as well. What made you want to highlight Lionel's photography at YMM?
It was interesting. The process that we have behind our art exhibits is there are actually submissions that are done that we take in from artists all across our region. And then they go through a committee that kind of highlights all the work behind all of the artists. And then they're actually chosen as as artists to be displayed. So this being the third one, Lionel, very interesting work that focuses on photography. And he's put together a collection of landscape shots that kind of capture the beauty of Fort McMurray with buffalo. And so we're really excited to kind of have that as a welcoming, as the passengers come into our airport, into our region. They're really going to see this immersive visual journey about the backdrops of what you see here as the residency living here.
How important is it to highlight local talent like this at the International Airport?
For us, it was crucial. It was kind of the base for why we started the art strategy here at the airport. We believed that we had a great kind of a vehicle to be able to showcase. We'd done some of it in the past, obviously, with some of the work that has been displayed in the terminal for the last 10 years, really, since we opened. But we thought it was also important to kind of reach into the community a little bit deeper and find those artists that maybe aren't as don't have the same notoriety or kind of behind the scenes doing phenomenal work. So we put the call out that back in September of last year, and we were amazed at the amount of responses that we got, and it's been really a great process. We've had two so far, Lionel now coming up, and we're going to have more throughout the year, and I think for many years to come.
What do you hope travelers will gain from the experience of seeing these local images as they pass through the airport?
You know, for us, for a lot of, you know, a lot of different ways, I think what it does is it reestablishes this new idea of what Fort McMurray is all about. A lot of people have an idea of what they think the community is about, but it's not until you actually come here and boots on the ground to get a sense of what the true community is. So I think here at the airport, we have that opportunity. We have a phenomenal airport, I think, that is already greeting new residents or visitors to our region. And by showcasing some of the artwork that we have, they're starting to get a sense. You're almost teased with what you can expect when you leave the airport and head in and start exploring the community. So from a tourism perspective, we think it's phenomenal. With some of our previous artists have focused on the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights, things like that. So I think it just gives a really nice taste of the creativity that's here and really gives a chance for some young artists to showcase the work that they're doing and hopefully they go on from here.
In what ways do you think the airport's focus on local photography and art contributes to the overall atmosphere and identity of the airport?
Great question. I think at the end of the day, we want to make sure that the airport is seen and is functioning as part of our community. We are the regional airport. We want to make sure that our airport is providing the same kind of visuals and providing that welcoming, that Western hospitality that we have here. And I think by the airport doing this and some of the projects that we're doing, the programs that we're unveiling, I think we're doing it. We're showcasing really what Fort McMurray with Buffalo is all about, and we're going to continue to do that.
You did mention earlier that you have plans to evolve the digital art exhibit, this being the third different exhibit being displayed. What are the plans for the future with other artists for this digital art exhibit?
Yeah, the process that we have now will continue into the future. So we'll definitely, once this new exhibit from Lionel has gone through a cycle, we'll be bringing in more artists that will hopefully be submitting their work and we'll be showcasing other artists for in the next several years. But we're also looking at some of the other areas around the terminal where perhaps some art could be commissioned and things like that to continue to expand on and build on what the airport's kind of started with this digital exhibit. There could be some other exhibits that perhaps aren't digital that are more tactile where you can actually feel them and see them. So we're always trying to connect into our arts community here in Fort McMurray.
What goes into selecting a collection, be it photos or other artwork, for the digital art exhibit?
Yeah, so the process is that we do a call out to the community, and the artists who are presenting their work. They've given us some samples of some of the work that they're doing. We've been receiving all different types of work, whether it's photography, photos, whether it's painted or murals, things like that. So we kind of look at the ability to make that into a digital presentation. So definitely that goes into it. And then we pick, you know, between 7 to 10 different pieces that then are digitized and shown throughout all of our screens throughout the terminal, so that you're constantly kind of seeing and being immersed in what that artist is doing. And then we try to share the story about the artist so that, and you can also reconnect with the artist afterwards if there's work that maybe you want to pursue or even purchase from the artist.
And we did mention earlier on the event planned for May 1st. Maybe just remind us about that event and what can you tell me about it?
Yeah, for sure. So this will be the third one, obviously. So we'll be doing on May 1st from 6 to 7 p.m. in the observation area. We're hoping some art lovers and will come out and help Lionel showcase the work that he's doing. We'll hopefully have some counselors there to support as well. And really looking forward to just showcasing and launching this third exhibit.
Michael Seeger, the Vice President of Air Service and Commercial Development with the Fort McMurray International Airport. Anything else you'd like to add here today?
No, that's it. Just really, really happy to be launching the third one, and we hope to see some people come out to support a local artist.
Great stuff, Michael. Thank you so much for the time here today.
Thank you very much.
That was our show for today. A big thank you to my guests for joining me on the show today. We have another busy show for you planned for tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. Thanks for listening to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Ryan McNally. Have yourself a great day.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this or any past episodes? Download the podcast at play1037.ca. Brought to you by Cooper & Company Law Firm and Fort McMurray Orthodontics.
On Play 103.